Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome back, and this is the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we dive into the Word of God. This is our very own online devotion. So if you have been missing out on your devotion time with the Lord, here's another opportunity to make up for it. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on the show, we get to dive into the Word of God. We get to listen to what the Lord has to tell us every single day. We come here to unburden. We come here to just get insights into the Word of God. The Lord gets to reveal deep, deep mysteries to us every single day right here on this show. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Invite your friends, your family, even your neighbors. Share the link with them and let them join this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 20th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and we are looking at a brand new topic. Today we are looking at a topic that says, you can be full of joy. But before we go into the word for today, I want us to just take a second of our time to appreciate our Maker, the one who has made today possible, the one who has made us to see a brand new day. I just want you to say a word of gratitude to him and let him know how grateful you are this morning. Let him know how thankful you are for a brand new day. Unto you, immortally visible Lord, we say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we'll be looking at a brand new topic that says, you can be full of joy. You can be full of joy. Our hymn today is taken from Hymn 29. Hymn 29 from our Open Heaven Manual. When peace like a river attendeth my way. When peace like a river attendeth my way. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 22 to chapter 23. Acts from chapter 22 to chapter 23. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11, which says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 11 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 11 to 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 11 to 12. From verse 11 it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, the book of John chapter 16 verse 24 says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." The manual continues to read, "Jesus Christ said in the above passage that it is possible for you to be full of joy." In other words, he was saying that it is possible for you to have absolutely no sorrow. There are many people who look good on the outside but are dying on the inside. A lot of people have sorrows that they can't share and problems they hide beneath their appearance. However, God can take away sorrows completely and heal the brokenhearted, like we say in Psalm 147 verse 3. If you're currently experiencing sorrows or problems that you cannot share, you'll be healed today in Jesus' name. Amen. Many years ago, one of my daughters came to me and asked me to pray for her. I asked her what she wanted me to pray about, but she said I didn't need to know, and that when the prayer is answered, she would come back and share the testimony with me. I prayed for her, and to the glory of God, some days later she came back to share her testimony with me. She was well over 20 years old, and she was still bedwetting. She said that she never traveled with her friends on trips when they had to spend the night together, but that with just a simple prayer, the problem was over. In the name of Jesus, who made it possible for you to be reading this teaching today now, if there are any secret sorrows in your life, they will disappear today in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 16 verse 24 that the way to get all your sorrows turned to so much joy that you will be filled with it is to ask him. It may seem like a simple instruction, but it's a very powerful one. Rather than cry or worry, just pray. The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 27 says that no matter how worried you are, you cannot add an inch to your height. Beloved, stop worrying. Rather than spending time to worry, use the time to pray. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." When disturbing thoughts wake you up at night, get up and pray. As you pray and sing praises to God, the sorrows will be lifted from your hearts and will be replaced with joy. I pray that henceforth your life will be filled with joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, may I never experience sorrow again in Jesus' name." Father, may I never experience sorrow again in Jesus' name. Amen. Have this Open Heaven been a blessing to you? Do you know somebody who needs to hear this message? Someone that is grieving? Someone in pain or in sorrow? Or you need to share this encouraging word with? Here is a chance to just reach out to somebody. Like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. And how can you send this message to them? You can do that by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals, Click on any of the messages you'd like to share, download or listen to again. Copy the link that will pop up above and share with somebody. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. Still on www.facewallaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. You'll see the app available there. Just click on the download and install for you to enjoy amazing, insightful, inspiring, gospel-filled messages throughout the day. There are lots of entertainment waiting for you also on the platform. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.